And Dave, you want to say anything about that?
What my research has uncovered was that a lot of the slaves ran away to get on ships and drove by pirates. And a lot of the crews of those ships were made up of ex-slaves. And those were the people who, when they went from port to port, they tried to arouse the consciousness of black slaves. The real consequence of that was that Crispus Attucks, who started the American Revolution, was an escaped slave. And he jumped ship in Boston, and when there's a confrontation, he was the one who got shot first. But he was the leader in that aspect of slaves running away. The newspapers are full of ads, pointing out how many slaves were running away. And the numbers were huge. And it became an industry. It became an industry of slave catching and anybody. So that's my understanding that the basis, the real basis, was that some slaves went with the buccaneers, and the people who were on the ships who were in the slave trade, and they passed the word along to make people rebellious.
Mm-hmm. So who made up those slave patrols? You know, what class of people were there? We know it was white people, you know, most. But what class of people was it that made up slave patrol?
Well, it was not just a class, it was also an ethnic group.
Mm-hmm.
It primarily made up those slave patrols. And they have a number of books written about that. And the ethnic group, the primarily white ethnic group that made up the slave catchers were what we now call Irish Americans.
That's correct.
They primarily made up that group. In fact, in the early rebellion of Ireland, the English sent a lot of the rebellious Irishmen to the Caribbean and the Virginia plantation as slaves.
That's correct.
And then it evolved to where primarily, and this is why you call some of the slave catchers paddy catchers.
Right.
And so there was a distinct ethnic group, and that was, as we now call Irish Americans, mm-hmm. Early in the 17th century,
mm-hmm.
made a great deal of these so-called slave catchers.
Mm-hmm. There was a professor who said that the slave patrol could only control a particular area, you know, their state, but the slave catchers, they could go anywhere. And I'm asking you, this is right. What was the role of the government, the federal government? Did they have a role in?
Yes.
Did they?
Did they? They had their hands on it, because that's the money that kept the slavery going. And you remember the plantation owners were very close to government officials, the senators, the congressmen.
Mm-hmm. So the slave catcher, were they federalized, or they just, again, you said bound hunt, but wasn't they federalized?
No, they were not federalized.
And slave codes that started in the early 16th century, before this country became independent. So you had slave catchers and laws instituted well before this country was established. Mm-hmm. By the settlers themselves.
And Dave, you want to say something?
Yeah, just to that point, what made it possible was, I think right after the Constitution, there was a fugitive slave law, a pass, mm-hmm. which gave owners the right to go back and capture their slaves. And that's the sanction they worked over under the fugitive slave law.
That was a federal law?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a keystone in the Constitution of the United States. Mm-hmm.
It takes two-fifths of a man, according to the annotation, it takes two niggas to make one white person. That's what they say in the Constitution. Okay. Two-fifths of a man. That's what it's all based on.
Three-fifths,
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I just want to say it. This thing was enormous. People don't understand the enormity of slave rebellions. It wasn't only in the United States, but some of the ships that came over to get goods from the Caribbean, they said in certain days in Haiti, there would be 80 ships waiting to pick up sugar. So that's an enormous amount of money and stuff to put 80 ships out. It's not there, it was in Colombia, it was all over the place. So this huge investment in human bondage, they had to put a stop to it. Mm-hmm. My name is David Walker. But
what?
My name is David Walker. In the early advocates of freedom, he was one of the earliest advocates of freedom, and he wrote an appeal. And that appeal was given to black seamen who came to port, and they put it from port to port. Not only that, there was some successful black entrepreneurs up in the north, and one named Paul Cuffey, and he started to ship ships to go back to Africa. So this was an enormous thing. I mean, slaves ran away in Jamaica, all throughout the Caribbean, but this country instituted a system where it had to bring back slaves. What are we talking about? This place is in Troy. Some of you might know Adde Knowles. He just passed away. He's a Congo. But he has a big house outside in Brunswick.
Congo Santa Maria?
Yeah, right. And he has
Congo Santa Maria.
And he has that his house was stopped got for slaves going to, you know, going to the north. So they were hearing the call.